quiet grin and she could float across the room. She was living like a secret folded tight. He was young and naive with a gentle soul, and he ambled close to her. He just wanted to be right by her side. Like a timid doe, she stepped back in retreat from his advance. Her eyes were squarely fixed on the floor. So he calmly introduced himself with a smile and a nod. And he spoke the word she could not ignore. I wanna call you darling. Let me call you darling. He said little more. She would talk to him with caution, but would not tell him lies. And he listened to the stories about her troubled life. Never was he bothered by anything he heard. And he vowed that he would love her always on his word. For her hand, but she had lost all sense of trust. And tomorrow he was Colorado bound. Yet she wept on the platform as his train pulled away. And she pledged that she would find him somehow. Find him somehow. Neither would find joy from the moment they did part, trying to transcend past a lover's broken heart. Oh, how life moves slowly when you're waiting for the sun, with no real acceptance that your love is forever gone. Forever gone. Life in solitude, forsaking all approach. He had made a vow he would not betray. Years later, walking down the street, he heard someone behind. Her soft, familiar voice would say, could you call me darling? Please call me darling. He needed little more.